WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Devastating Hurricane Melissa crashed ashore in southwestern Jamaica today.
This is definitely a storm that's going to be one for the record books.
Meteorologist Scott Padgett, the storm is now a powerful Category 4. The center of it is moving slowly off Jamaica's northern coast. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
This is going to continue to linger. I mean, this is a storm that you could walk quicker than it was actually moving, and that was the rule for the last couple of days.
Tourists in Jamaica are sheltering as best they can. This man from Phoenix.
Everybody's a little bit on edge. The waiting, the anxiety is probably the worst part of it. We're on the northern side of Jamaica in Ocho Rios, so we're still shielded by the mountains, but it's forecasted to hit us here. But many of us have not been through a hurricane before, let alone a hurricane of this magnitude.
Vice President J.D. Vance insisted today the Gaza peace plan is holding despite what he called skirmishes. The BBC Frank Gardner with more on what led up to it.
Some excitement here in Israel that the next hostage was being handed over, they thought, from Hamas to the Red Cross and in turn to Israel. But forensic tests discovered very quickly that the remains that were being handed over actually belonged to somebody who the Israeli Defense Force had recovered already 2 years ago, who the family had buried. So the family are obviously extremely upset about this. Israel is furious.
And Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza. It also accused Hamas of attacking its troops. The government shutdown is on day 28, and air traffic controllers missed their first full paycheck today. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
We have the best air traffic controllers, the best trained, the smartest people in our airspace controlling it. That kind of work, that kind of dedication, that kind of expertise deserves a paycheck.
Jim Crisula reports on the fallout from food assistance being halted.
Democratic attorneys general and governors from 25 states in the District of Columbia have sued the Trump administration, seeking to force the continued funding of the SNAP program. The funding will be paused this weekend because of the federal government shutdown. The legal action contends the Trump administration is legally required to use a contingency fund to pay for the food assistance program. President Trump is refusing to do that.
Matt Piper reports power bills continue to surge.
A new report from Power Lines, a nonprofit focused on lowering utility bills, says rate hikes are expected to show up in electric bills of more than 124 million customers this year. Utility rate increase requests and approvals nearly double from a year ago.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. There's a new chief of the South Shore Fire Department. It serves Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. Dustin Ellis is the pick, and he's spent 15 years in the department. A statement says he plans to grow the team of 69 firefighters to keep up with community needs. Kenosha is getting a grant from the DNR to clean up a vacant auto body shop site on 63rd Street near 29th Avenue. The grant will help assess remaining soil and groundwater contamination to move redevelopment forward. Racine residents have until 11:45 tonight to enter their spooktacular homes in the Halloween decorating contest. Decorations must be visible from the street, and voting opens tomorrow on the city's Facebook page. The ongoing federal shutdown is threatening health care subsidies, which could lead to higher costs. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore warns some may skip insurance, raising costs for everyone. Tonight, Racine's Public Works Committee considers the parade plan. The Downtown Racine Corporation is formally asking to close several downtown streets for the holiday parade next Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime on WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you'll find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, got to, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And, there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. It's 55 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1965.
All right, gang, let's crank up the old time machine to 1965, a year when men had sideburns wide enough to land a plane on and women were trying to tease their hair just a little higher than their neighbors. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1965, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. 1965, fashion was going wild, mini skirts were scandalous, go-go boots were modern, and polyester was the future, a sweaty, clingy future. Over in Washington, President Lyndon B. Johnson was talking about his great society, and most of us were just trying to get a great deal on a color TV. If you had one, the whole neighborhood came over to watch Bonanza and Living Color and fight over the good chair. On the radio in 1965, we were listening to the Rolling Stones, and I can't get no satisfaction. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965.
Cigarettes of me, I can't get no.
1965, it's the Rolling Stones, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1965. Satisfaction was put together very quickly. It was released in the United States on June 6, 1965, just 1 month after Keith Richards woke up with that guitar riff in his head for the first time. It went to number one on July 10th, and it stayed there for 4 weeks. Well, in 1965, the world was introduced to Joe Namath.
The 1965 Orange Bowl marked the first primetime night game in Orange Bowl history as Texas upset top-ranked Alabama and game MVP Joe Namath, 21-17.
Now, in the third quarter, it's the incredible Joe Namath passing for another tied touchdown strike to Perkins to put Alabama back again in the ball game.
On the radio in 1965, we were listening to Sonny and Cher and I Got You, Babe. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know why that's true, 'cause you got me and baby I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Wrong.
1965. It's Sonny and Cher, and I Got You, Babe, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. Well, how did it all begin for Sonny and Cher? Well, Sonny Bono was an up-and-coming record producer when he got Cher a job with Phil Spector as a session singer. They started dating, and they moved into their manager's house where Sonny Bono would write songs on a piano in the garage. Well, here's a wacky but true story from 1965. That was a year a whale got its own parking ticket in London. Yes, really. Here's how it happened. In May of 1965, a life-sized inflatable whale named Jonah was being used as a publicity stunt for the whale and dolphin exhibition at London's South Bank. The giant rubber whale was parked on a trailer alongside the Thames embankment, but apparently the local traffic warden didn't find it amusing. Jonah was issued a real parking ticket for being illegally parked. The ticket was promptly pinned to the whale's side, and newspapers had a field day with headlines like "Whale Fined" and "Big Catch for Traffic Warden." The organizers jokingly claimed Jonah couldn't pay because he'd blown his last pound. Now that's one very fishy parking violation. On the radio in 1965, we were listening to The Byrds and Mr. Tambourine Man. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. It's The Byrds and Mr. Tambourine Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1965. Now, who wrote that song? Bob Dylan, of course. He originally released it on his fifth album, Bringing It All Back Home, on March 22nd, 1965. His version was not released as a single, but 1 month later, The Byrds released their cover, and it was a transatlantic hit. What were we watching on TV in 1965? I Dream of Jeannie was released in 1965, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1965. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for another 5 o'clock class reunion.
cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Looking for compassionate, personalized, assisted living in Racine? The Pillars at Crystal Bay, located at 3950 North Main Street, provide just the right amount of care so your loved one can enjoy life while maintaining independence. From 24/7 nurse management to daily activities, home-cooked meals, and on-site medical services, they tailor every experience to meet your family's needs. Discover comfort and community at The Pillars at Crystal Bay. Visit pt-78.com or call 262-639-1100 to schedule a tour.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Timeless Hits on WRJN, and now a song that Todd Rundgren recorded twice. The first time was in 1967 when he headed a band called Naz in Philadelphia. But then it was his 1972 version that became a hit. It's Hello, It's Me on WRJN.
Hello. goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
It's Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and that'll be the day on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. The South Shore Fire Department has appointed Dustin Ellis as its new chief. Ellis has more than 15 years of experience with the department, which provides fire and emergency services to Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He's previously served in leadership positions such as battalion chief and interim chief since August. A vacant lot in Kenosha that once housed an auto body shop is one step closer to redevelopment. The DNR is providing funds to assess if the soil and groundwater still hold contamination at the site on 63rd Avenue near 29th Street. Previous cleanup removed tanks and soil, but some concerns lingered, holding back progress. A statement says the grant is key to getting the property cleaned and ready for future use. Of the 20 credit cards found, only three have his name on them. A 41-year-old Racine man is back in jail, accused of felony theft and bail jumping. Police say Sami Rahmani was caught with nearly 20 credit and debit cards that didn't belong to him during a recent traffic stop. Investigators say several people later confirmed their cards were stolen. Tonight, Racine's Public Works Committee will consider approval of street closures for this year's downtown holiday parade. The parade is planned for next Saturday and will close several downtown streets, including Main and 6th. Festivities start at 4:30 that day with carolers in Monument Square. The parade gets going at 5:30 with tree lighting around 6:50. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. It's 55 right now.
Like a bird
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, I'm Kurt Vollman. I wonder if this really works. Listen to this. I saw this on the internet. If you get up in the middle of the night to grab a glass of water, there's a simple way to avoid stubbing toes on the way back to bed. It says close one eye just before you turn on the light or open the fridge and keep it closed the whole time the light is on. When you turn the lights off, open both eyes and the eye you kept closed will still be dilated and allow you to see in the dark.
I'm a loser.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? The U.S. uses 70 billion pounds of this every year. What is it? Asphalt.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Woo!
spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Three Dog Night and One. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you go to our website today, WRJN.com? That's where you can check out our weekly poll question. You're the judge. You're the judge is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. And this week's question, what is your favorite Halloween candy? Ooh, too many to choose from. You can check it out at WRJN.com. You're the judge.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-month bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together,
lightning striking again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
for 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong, feeling like I don't belong. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Hurricane Melissa was one for the record books when it slammed ashore in southwestern Jamaica today. Sustained winds were at 185 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says it's exiting now.
The eye of Melissa has moved across Jamaica and is emerging off the north coast now, about 15 miles east of Montego Bay, moving off to the north-northeast at 8 miles per hour. So for people in Jamaica, still very dangerous. dangerous conditions across the island, a hurricane warning in effect, the potential for destructive winds and damaging winds likely to continue across Jamaica this evening, especially on the north coast, especially in the areas of high topography.
A storm is now impacting Cuba, where very heavy rainfall is expected. The Gaza ceasefire was tested again today when Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the army to carry out strikes in Gaza. Israel claimed Hamas fired on its forces in southern Gaza, but there was also anger over Hamas handing over body parts that Israel identified as the remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war. Reporter Frank Gardner.
They're calling it a blatant deception by Hamas. They are livid with Hamas. They want there to be consequences. It's threatening the Trump ceasefire plan, I would say.
Day 28 of the government shutdown and a day closer to SNAP benefits running out for millions of Americans. Jonathan O'Brien has reaction from Atlanta.
The loss of SNAP benefits will put families under serious financial